What's up, Kissables? This is the Kissable Diva, and welcome to the Kissable Nights podcast, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Remember to tune in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and today's show is about dating as an introvert. Co-hosting with me on today's show is Dr. Kia Thomas, born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. She is a grad of FAMU and the University of Michigan, where she received her PhD in development psychology. She is a college professor and a college admissions consultant, helping ease the transition to getting into college. Thank you so much for joining us today for our fifth episode.
All right now. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, thank you for obliging. Today's show is talking about dating as an introvert. Now, I am naturally an extrovert, and I know as an extrovert, I go and when I'm out in parties, crowds, or whatever, I feed off of everyone's energy. Mm-hmm. When one of my closest friends is an introvert, mm-hmm. and for a long time, I could not understand why she loved being at home, mm-hmm. and how she recharges having her alone time. And I just could not understand. I couldn't understand it, but I had to learn how to respect it, but I could not understand it. But now, you know, since I was like researching this and, you know, being an introvert and, you know, dating and, how it could be challenging for introverts. But, I mean, if you allow yourself to get out of your comfort zone, then just for a little while, not long, to just, you know, step out there, then it could be beneficial.
Right.
So you have to prepare yourself to, like, share yourself when you're not, that's not where you, and really, I feel like introverts are, like, really powerful, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because anybody that can rejuvenate themselves alone, like, most people, they get, like, depressed when they're not around people. But introverts are, like, so powerful because they're able to go in, like, this cocoon and power up.
Let me hop in for a minute.
Okay.
So, full disclosure, I'm an introvert. So, my first kind of introduction to this whole topic, introvert, extrovert, mm-hmm. happened because, started as a student of psychology. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to the concept a long time ago, actually. I took a personality test, and just FYI, anyone out there, if you're interested in figuring out whether you're introvert or extrovert, mm-hmm. there's actually personality tests you can Google and take. Like, one of the major ones is called the Myers-Briggs test.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
Yeah. All you have to do is Google it, and it's like maybe 20, 30 questions about what your preferences are, and it'll tell you about your personality. So mm-hmm. the first time I took this test, I was maybe 18. And came up as an introvert. And not only was I an introvert, like on a scale of like 0 to 100, I was like maybe like a 98, like serious introvert. So what being an introvert, like you're right on the money, like with explaining that we get our energy internally, mm-hmm. whereas extroverts need other people mm-hmm. to kind of power up.
Right.
It's very interesting because in my work, I teach for a living, mm-hmm. right? And I actually am pretty animated in the classroom. I'm very personable, which I will say some people have a misconception of what an introvert really means, mm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I introduce the topic to my students, they're often like really surprised, like, you're an introvert? I was like, so what do you think that means, mm-hmm. you know, when you say that and when you look like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, I need regular time to myself,
mm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can give it all in the classroom or in an interview or doing a presentation. But after that, like I'm kind of spent. I need time to like recharge and regroup. You know, so you were right on the money with that explanation of your friend. I'm just like that. For real.
So now that we've kind of like settled on what an introvert actually is.
Yeah.
How does that hinder you with dating or like?
You know what? I don't look at it as a hindrance, to be honest. I do think that maybe I move, I was going to say move through the world in a different way, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, like, for instance, and let me say, like, one of the misconceptions is that introverts are, cannot be social, which is not true, mm-hmm. right? What it does mean is that whereas an introvert would really thrive off of being in social situations almost all the time, at some point, an introvert's energy kind of depletes. I spent lots of time getting out, being social, you know, meeting people. But I will say this, I've noticed this about myself, and many introverts will probably kind of agree, that like some settings where there's a ton of people, where there's a lot of commotion, a lot of stuff going on, like will be really draining, right? And I can do it for a period of time, mm-hmm. but personally, I think I thrive in more smaller group settings. So when it comes to dating, for example, mm-hmm. you know, I can go out to a big party or a club type of environment and I can have a good time, like just like everyone else. But I really find like I make more authentic kind of connections with people, like in a one-on-one manner mm-hmm. or in a small group setting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like a friend of a friend type of introduction, mm-hmm. you know? So I really think one, like knowing who you are and what your preferences are, mm-hmm. right? And what works for you, because what works for me as an introvert may not work for my friend that's the extrovert and is like, let's go out, let's go meet some guys, let's do this, let's go that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah, I had a long work week. I think I'm gonna stay in tonight, but catch me tomorrow. You right. know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you currently dating?
I am. I'm in a relationship with an extrovert.
Interesting. So in a relationship with an extrovert, how is that like, okay, like I understand that you know your limits, you know yourself, being comfortable with yourself. Mm-hmm. Being in that relationship, does your other half understand, you know, okay, she probably won't do this much, but I can get her to do this for a short amount of time and then, you know, be satisfied. You know, how do you compromise that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's definitely a balancing act. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just being mindful of each other's preferences, which I will say, sometimes it's easy to forget those things, right? Mm-hmm. And just a simple example, like at the end of my day, like after I've been in the classroom, met with students, been to meetings, like the one thing I want is just peace and quiet, mm-hmm. you know? And I'll be at home and here he comes. Like he's at home and now he's ready to interact. Mm-hmm. Like, how was your day? And, you know, let's talk about this. And I'm like, no. I just need just a little bit of just quiet time, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I think we're working on that. Let me say that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes he's just like, I want your attention. Like, mm-hmm. I want this. And I'm like, well, what I want is just a few minutes to just like regroup myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's a challenge. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny because I think we've kind of accommodated to each other, you mm-hmm. know, like sometimes he's like, let's go out. And I'm like, ooh, okay. All right. I'm gonna go. You know what I mean?
Good.
And then sometimes it's like, all right, like we've done a lot recently. Like, how about we spend a quiet night in tonight? You know? Mm-hmm. So it's steady give and take and compromise, mm-hmm. you know, because we do have completely different natural preferences for how we spend our time, you know?
Mm-hmm. So is it like a usual when you come in, he already knows that you want that quiet time so he doesn't bother you for a while?
Because not even.
Oh.
Not oh. even.
Like, I know you want it, but listen.
Not even. I would like to think that, you know, all of us are on our perfect behavior and being mindful of, like, what our partner needs all the time. Yeah. And not that he's not mindful, But I think sometimes, like, your natural inclination just kind of overrides that, where you're just like, hey, you like, you're ready to interact. And I'm like, yeah, like, give me 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. So do you, well, we've kind of already touched on it about meeting new people. Are you like nervous? Like, are you one of those types that silence makes you feel uncomfortable when, like, when you feel like you should be having the conversation, like say we're riding in the car and do you feel like that silence is uncomfortable? Like you should be having a conversation or?
Well, you know what? It just really kind of depends. I will say, that may be one of the other misconceptions about introverts, that everyone is shy.
Right.
Now, like, because all introverts are not shy, right? But some definitely are. And I actually do kind of fall on the shy end of the spectrum, you know? So, and I've probably been like that my whole life, but I've learned how to extrovert a little bit, how to get out of my head a little bit. I am pretty comfortable with silence. Like, another introvert thing is, like, you say what you have to say. And then, like, I don't feel the need to fill the room with more noise if I've said what I have to say.
Okay, so I feel like I'm a little of both. I feel like I get out. I love talking to people. I get a lot of energy from it. I get really hype. And people are like, they don't understand that I'm drawing from them.
Right.
And I'm like getting real hype.
Right.
But then there's those times where, like, for instance, riding in the car.
Right.
I'm okay with the silence. Like, sometimes you just want your own thoughts.
Yep.
You just want to, you know, just talk to yourself.
Yep.
And it's comforting.
Yep. That's true. And you know what? On the other hand, the other thing that I've noticed about myself, and maybe other introverts have noticed this too, like, if you get me talking about something that I'm really into, like, I will talk your ear off. You know what I mean? So I've noticed about myself that, like, sometimes the small talk stuff is a little challenging, especially when you first meet somebody. But if we settle on, like, a great topic of conversation, I'll talk. Like, I'll talk a lot and have a lot to say.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So sometimes it kind of depends on the situation, you know?
So this is what I kind of wanted to touch on. When you first met your extrovert, the one that you how were you approached? Like, were, I'm pretty sure you weren't the one to say, hey, how you doing?
No, because I didn't do that. And you're laughing, but that's seriously, I don't know if that's an introvert thing or a me thing, but, you know, it's funny, like, another one of my close friends, she's an extrovert, and I will say, like, we've been friends for, like, a good 15, 16 years, but, like, our friendship started because, like, she just started talking to me, and I'm like, who is this girl, like, talking to me, right? But, like, I would never... I don't want to say never, but, like, my natural inclination is not to just, like, strike up a random conversation with somebody.
Right.
You know, if they're, if I have something to say about something, sure. But, like, that gets into, like, that whole small talk thing.
Right.
So, okay, how we met. We actually met in a small group setting. So it was a cookout. And a friend had invited me to her family's cookout. And we met. We were playing cards. And so, you know, you're sitting playing cards. You're having conversation across the table. You know, I'm also, like, one of those people that's completely, like, oblivious at first sometimes if someone's interested. So I was, like, you know, I'm drinking. I'm playing cards. I'm just enjoying myself because, like, I'm not even picking up the signals that he's interested.
Right.
You know, and just being myself, you know. Later on that evening, he's like, we should exchange numbers. I'm like, we should? Like, I didn't realize until that moment that he was interested. You know,
yeah.
And that might just be a me thing, but that's really how it happened.
You know, I think that, I think a lot of, because I also have another friend, I think she is an introvert. And she told me about an exchange with a young man and how he was saying all these nice things to her. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, giving her eye contact, and mm-hmm. she didn't pick it up until after the fact.
Right.
So I think it's right. pretty common.
You know? Probably. And I can think of other situations where, like, someone strikes up a random conversation mm-hmm. and I don't know, maybe at like Starbucks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like you make a little comment back and they keep, you know, making, trying to keep the conversation going. And you're just like, almost like, why is this dude talking to me? And it doesn't click until after the fact that like, oh, like maybe he was trying to flirt a little bit. Maybe he was trying to like engage me in conversation. Right. You know, I'm so oblivious and mm-hmm. focused on let me get my coffee mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm not picking up some of these other signals that are out here. Right. You know, so yeah, I've definitely been there before. I'll tell you that.
So after you guys, you know, you exchanged numbers and everything. Mm-hmm. How was that adjustment? Let's start from the beginning. So, mm-hmm. Once you exchanged the numbers and everything, was it easy getting to know this person? Was it easy to talk to him? Was it?
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's actually probably one of the strengths of being an introvert is mm-hmm. being able to engage in deep one-on-one conversation. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, I kind of struggle with the aimless small talk type stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. But, like, you get me talking about something I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, first date kind of conversation, like, where are you from? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are some of your experiences? What do you like to do? And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, well, actually, I like to travel. And let me tell you about some of the places you know what I mean? Right. And you really get into it. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like, whereas, you know, in maybe like a first meeting type of setting, like I wouldn't necessarily approach, and sometimes I'm oblivious, right? But like on a one-on-one basis, I really feel like a lot of introverts like kind of just thrive, you know, like we just kind of, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know, when I was reading up on it, I did see that the one-on-one mm-hmm. is like the strongest point, and most introverts have or cherish more long-term relationships
yeah.
with people, with just a few people, have right. a small group of friends
yep.
and don't really care for big crowds and
yep.
Got
yep.
it.
Yep. That's definitely me. That's definitely me.
So could you give any introverts out there that are listening mm-hmm. any advice as to, you know, stepping a little bit out of their comfort zone? I know most of the time you don't want to expel so much energy.
Right.
But what type of advice could you give them?
Okay, that's a really good question. I really think it's important to get out there a little more often. You know what I mean? Like, you got to push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times when, you know, my friends are like, let's go out here. There's an event here. And my first inclination is kind of like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to sit down and recharge a little bit. Mm-hmm. But there have been times when I've said yes, and I've gone out and I've had a great time and met amazing people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sometimes it's like getting out of your own way a little bit by not immediately saying no, mm-hmm. but like, all right, I'm gonna go, and you know, no preconceived notions, just go and go with the flow, see how you're feeling. I will tell you this, and this is probably another like little trick or that introverts do all the time too. It's like, well, I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna drive my own car. You know what I'm talking about?
She does so, that all the
yes.
time.
She's so like, when yeah. you get tired, like, you're like, I'm done here.
Right.
You're like, okay, I'm going to go home. I know you still, like, in the mix. You still yeah. enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to just go.
Yo,
I'ma
she says out. That all the time. She's like, I'll drive. Yes. I'll drive, you know, because when, you know, when you're ready to go.
Yes.
You just want to go. Yes. And I'm like, well, I totally understand. Yes. But I'm the type of person that kind of like shut the party down most of the time.
Right.
So right. I'm not always the one to lead. Although there are some times I do take that choice. But right. for the most part.
Right.
I'm there.
Right. So, and you know what? I always feel bad. Like, I don't want to drive and someone else, like, really wants to stay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'll be like, let's just drive separately. So when I'm ready to go, I can go. And you can stay, girl.
Yeah.
Let me know how it was tomorrow.
Let me tell you. She'll ride in the car with a group of, or it will just be her and I. And we'll go somewhere. She'll be like, you ain't ready to go yet? And it's almost like the process already starts of her going back into herself.
Right.
Where she has nothing else to give. Even right. though I'm yeah. still there.
Like, you
just
tired.
She has nothing. And I have to look at her. I'll be like, okay, well, I guess we gotta go.
Oh, so God. I think that's one tip. I think another tip is to just, like I mentioned before, sometimes like the small talk stuff is a challenge. You know what I mean? So when going into meeting someone, or like, really, how about this? Ask questions about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get them talking,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you can kind of riff off of things that they're saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And again, being an introvert, like really wanting to get to know people and having deeper conversations, like, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes maybe like you set up the other person to kind of lead a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was also going to say, like, in preparation for this interview, I was kind of thinking about some of my past dating experiences and people that I really made connections with over the years. And I will say, like, I've visited many a club and, you know, shook a little tail feather. But I, like, find, like, most of the connections I built were built in different ways. Like, when it comes to relationships, it's either, like, you know, a friend is having a game night, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Or like a friend of a friend is like, girl, come meet me out for drinks. And then she's like, oh, so this is my coworker. You know what I'm like, mm-hmm. those kind of like, just kind of organic interactions, but you got to get out of the house first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As far as like organized dating events, yeah. I actually really enjoy doing speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the setup of it where you have these mini dates with a lot of people and you can kind of like quickly feel out who you're forming a connection with, who you want to know more about.
Right.
Like, I think introverts really thrive off of the like one-on-one type of interactions. And I could really get like a quick feel of, you know, like whether I wanted to continue a conversation with this person or not. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I really did enjoy those types of events.
Okay, so another thing that you had brought up was online dating.
Yeah.
And how that would probably help introverts. Even though there are, more, you know, wonderfully different characters.
You better believe it.
But I was just recently on Match.com.
Okay.
And I saw that they were trying to be a little bit more interactive. So they have these things where, you know, you do your profile, you put up your pictures. No. This is actually online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you do your profile, you put your pictures up,
mm-hmm.
and they have like this message thing,
mm-hmm.
almost like a quote unquote Instagram type thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can either make a video or you can almost take a picture and do almost like a voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the opportunity to hear the voice of this person mm-hmm. or look at a video of different mm-hmm. places that they've been or,
that's
you know,
kinda
and
cool.
you can constantly update it. So I think that that is a little bit more interactive and people will find themselves probably meeting each other, you know, a little bit quicker.
I think so. And it kind of gives you something to like connect to.
Mm-hmm.
Like say you're on someone's profile and you're looking at their video and you like, oh man, like I've been on vacation that same place.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wonder if they enjoyed it as much as I
right.
did. Like before right. you even met the person,
mm-hmm.
like you have a connection and something that you can talk about. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, we share this interest in traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to really get to know somebody and, you know, see if the connection's real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of my girlfriends was telling me that she said that Match.com, I don't know if it's just in certain areas, but some of them are starting to organize like meetup events where, like, I guess the singles in a certain area, like on this day, we're going to meet for Match.com bowling night or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you go out there and you meet the other singles and kind of mix it up and see what happens. For someone that's an introvert, that might be a great way to, one, meet someone, two, get out the house, mm-hmm. three, like form an organic type of connection mm-hmm. with someone. Like whether you like the event or not, like it's something you can talk about and connect mm-hmm. with, mm-hmm. you know, and who knows?
I know.
You know?
Anything can happen.
I was going to say something about online dating, too. I suspect that probably a lot of introverts probably use online dating mm-hmm. because they wouldn't necessarily, like, strike up a conversation with someone, mm-hmm. like, you know, in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them the opportunity to kind of meet or learn a little bit about a lot of people that maybe you wouldn't have run across or said anything to.
Absolutely.
In real life.
Right.
So I kind of suspect that maybe a lot of introverts probably congregate there. Not that other personality types aren't there too. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But I was going to say, thinking about some of my experiences with online dating, like back in the day, I felt like I met like a lot of cool people. And the first date I thought went really well. Like we had good conversation. And then it's just like, nothing, you know? And one of the things I just kind of wonder if online it's always like this perception that like, oh, well, this went okay. I would give this date a 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. But maybe there's a 9 out of 10, like right around the corner.
Oh,
you know what
Lord.
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of felt like maybe, I don't know, like some of the things went well, but it was kind of like a shallow connection.
Right.
And like with so many profiles. And who knows, maybe he had a date lined up the next night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. like, so... Anyway, I think it's a way to meet people. And I've known some people who've been successful in online dating. So it's definitely worth a try.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
You know, if that's your thing. I don't think I like it.
I don't think I liked it that much when I tried it either.
I really do thrive off of human connection.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've tried online dating. I've met, I was in college and I met a tutor who could actually tutor me.
Okay.
I was in business calc and I needed some help.
Okay.
And, you know, we connected like that.
Right.
Someone that, you know, was a friend is a friend until mm-hmm. this day.
Mm-hmm.
But, no one that, you know,
right.
They had that zhuzh, you know?
The zhuzh. They wasn't doing it for you.
No, they wasn't doing it for me. But, I mean, and very rarely. But, I admit I do need to break away from, you know, work and business and life a bit. And just get out. And I went out to happy hour with a coworker. And
I love happy hour,
I found that so many professionals are there.
Oh, yeah.
So many men are there.
Yep.
And it's just... It's not necessarily going out to find somebody.
Right.
But just making those connections with those people, it helps. Like
I always tell like my friends all the time, like you never know when you might meet somebody. And it might not, like happy hour, I think is great, like just for exposure to different people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you never know. Like maybe you can hit it off with him, but maybe he got a friend, a frat brother. You know what I'm saying? That you may meet at a later time and mm-hmm. date and really make a real connection with.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of happy hour. And it's such a good idea for introverts. I know your energy might be low, like after work.
Mm-hmm.
But go out, get a couple of drinks. Sometimes the music like kind of kicks your energy up a couple of notches.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You stay out for maybe a couple of hours. And then you're like, all right, see y'all next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like I'm really a fan of the happy hour.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So at this part of the podcast, I ask those that are co-hosting or being interviewed. A lot of you say being interviewed, but you are really co-hosting with me. But is there like a story that you could tell that kind of solidifies what we were speaking about when it comes to being an introvert? If not, then you could just give words of positivity and, you know,
a story that exemplifies being an introvert. I don't know. I will tell you, like, this just popped in my head. I probably haven't even thought about this for years. But there was one time me and my good extrovert girlfriend went out. And we used to go out all the time, mm-hmm. especially when I was younger. I'm in my 30s. It's a different story now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we used to go out all the time. And I remember, like, we were out. And there was this guy, I felt like he was kind of giving me the eye, you know. And, like, that one time, I kind of, like, came out of my shell a little bit. And, like, I got the digits. Okay? But then, then I got the digits. You know, you can already tell. This is back in the day. Like, way before. Way before the modern era of smartphones and all this other stuff. Got the digits. Mm-hmm. And do you know, like, again, this goes with, like, my being shy thing. Mm-hmm. Do you know that I never called him?
What?
I don't, like, something just, I don't know if it was, like, the Long Islands I was drinking that night or whatever. But, after I was in my, I don't even want to say right state of mind, but, like, when I was in my regular state of mind, like, I just talked myself out of it. I don't even know why I did that. Because clearly he could have said no.
Right.
If he didn't want to give me his number. Mm-hmm. And I literally talked myself out of that. So I don't know what was going on, but listen, to anyone else that's listening out there, if you ever get a taste of liquid courage or whatever it is to, like, go out and go for yours, and, you know, you make a connection, follow up on it. Mm-hmm. Follow up on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us on, you know, dating as an introvert. I mean, you've enlightened me to a few things and made me think about, you know, friends that I have that are introverts, mm-hmm. as to why they operate the way that they do.
Right.
And I kind of respect it more. Like I said, introverts to me are really powerful people because they gain their, they go within.
Right.
To recharge.
Right.
Where others, they have to get from other places.
Right.
So, I really appreciate it. I mean, I think we went over quite a bit.
We did. We really did.
We went over quite a bit. I think it's a lot of information.
It flew by, too.
Yeah.
The time really flew by.
Awesome. So, what's something you was interested in talking about?
Exactly.
So, how is it that anyone could get in contact with you if they wanted to?
Okay, great. Probably the best way to get in contact with me, mm-hmm. is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My name is Miss Dr. Kia. MissDrKhia. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in some of the other work I do regarding the college admissions consulting, I work with high school students. I help them figure out where to apply to. I help them through the application process. You can also connect with my company's page. The name of the company is Admissionisms. So, Admissionisms.
Awesome. All right. So thank you again, Kissables. Thank y'all so much for hanging in with us. And please share our past episodes. This is our fifth episode. I am so excited about this podcast and what it is doing for those that are listening. Anybody that you know that could benefit from any of the shows that we have done or any of the other episodes that have been done with other co-hosts, please share. And if you want to follow me, it's at Kiss Retreats, KissReTreats, Kiss Retreats. I am the Kissable Diva. Thank you so much for listening to the Kissable Nights podcast, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Remember to tune in every Sunday at 8 p.m. And we look forward to our next show. We'll be speaking with a couple about long distance relationships. So y'all have a good night and remember to keep it kissable.